Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The bad weather this past weekend didn't damper the activities in Hamilton County, at least not all of them. The Women's Leadership Council 5K race was very successful, and they raised over $4,000 to support their cause. The Halloween on the Square had to be moved to the old high school gym, but the gym was packed with trick-or-treaters and people giving out goodies, so that did not damper the fun. The 4-H Haunted Trail that was scheduled for Saturday evening at the Fox Prairie Disc Golf Course was postponed, and it will be held this coming Saturday, November 4th, at the same time. 6 to 7 will be no scare, and 7 to 10 will be scare. If it has to be canceled this weekend because of inclement weather, it will just be canceled. So that one is still postponed. There is an opportunity to come out and enjoy that one. A 4-H Spin Art Club is being formed right now. It's open to 2nd through 5th graders. The cost is $20 to join 4-H, but if you're already a 4-H member, it doesn't cost anything. Each week, participants will make one or two crafts as they meet after school until 4:30 on Tuesdays, beginning November 7th and running till December 12th, every Tuesday after school until about 4:30. So if you're interested in art or crafts or making things for the holidays, you might want to sign up for this 4-H Spin Club. The Village of Dahlgren will offer a fall cleanup on Tuesday, November 7th. Items must be curbside by 5 a.m. Items are included are bags cannot exceed 50 pounds, bagged area cannot exceed 5 by 5 by 5, carpet bundles cannot be longer than 4 foot, carpet bundles cannot exceed 50 pounds, and carpet bundles must be tied with twine or string. Couches, chairs, dressers, tables, bookshelves, desks, mattresses, etc. are acceptable. Glass must be broken and placed in small box marked glass. All nails, staples, or anything sharp that is exposed must be removed to prevent injury. As we're wrapping up and getting ready, finished with Halloween, we're starting to look towards Christmas. There's several activities. This year, the Rotary will sponsor Christmas on the Square. It will begin on Friday evening with Rotary Trivia. It will be held at the Elks. The doors open at 6 o'clock and trivia starts at 7. This will be a themed event, and the theme is your favorite Christmas carol. There will also be a breakfast with Santa from 8 to 10 a.m. at Fox Meadows Apartments. Then there will be a holiday bazaar at the old high school gym from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Santa's workshop will be held in the courthouse lobby from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And the lighted Christmas parade, your favorite Christmas carol, will be at 5:30. Games in the courthouse basement will be immediately following the parade. A visit with Santa will also be there, where each participant will receive a mug filled with goodies sponsored by Hamilton County 4-H. And there'll be free hot chocolate and cookies immediately following the parade in the courthouse basement, which is sponsored by Hamilton County HCE. You can also choose to attend the 10 Mile Baptist Church One Starry Night. It will be held December 1st and December 2nd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. You can visit the city of Bethlehem and take a journey back in time to a live nativity experience. This will be held at the fairgrounds in Hamilton County. 4-H Achievement Night was held October 23rd, with about 70 in attendance. The evening started with the 4-H Prince and Princess leading the pledge. The 4-H Prince this year was Wrigley Robinson, and the Princess was Ainsley Willis. 4-H Club leaders were introduced with their years of service. Diana Robinson, 11 years. Lauren Taylor, 5 years. Sydney Meager, 4 years. Elaine Miller, 2 years. Chris Maxwell and Glenna Maxwell, both 14 years. Audra Willis, 6 years, Michelle Leakey, 19 years, and we're very proud of Jewel Wilson, 46 years, Deanna Irwin, 32 years, Ethan Irwin, 6 years, Ashley Lawness, 3 years, Audra Willis, again of the Federation, 4 years, and Leslie Davis, 1 year. Through the next week, we'll be giving some of the prizes that were given away that night. We'll be announcing those over the next couple weeks. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.